The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of July. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
To arc the story from yesterday morning to today, my shower experience was fine.
Oh, great. Oh, that's great. Well,
no,
great.
No issues as I left the shower.
Wonderful. So everything's
fine. My body's
fine.
Doing okay.
You didn't have any explosive issues. Your wife didn't walk in and witness anything disturbing.
That's exactly right.
That's great. What a good start to the day.
I know. I felt like I needed to arc that story from yesterday to today.
We were all waiting.
Yeah. A little update for
the
me?
Update.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks.
That's good news.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
And once again, now we have a picture of you in the shower naked.
No.
So thank you for starting our day with that.
Well, maybe you do.
Well, I feel like a lot of us
do. I don't feel like any of that part of the story led to that.
Well, when you say you in the shower, that paints a picture, doesn't it?
Speaking of that, shower thoughts here this morning.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
All right.
New phone tap. Setting the bar a couple different times, so that's fun. There is a report on some bees in Georgia, but
it wasps.
But it leads to a classic, and I don't even know if we've ever even highlighted this news clip from like 9 years ago of this bee report from the same region, and
it sounds fun.
It led me down a wormhole, and I kind of rediscovered this, and I'll have to share. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of on the way.
All right.
So that's exciting.
Are you talking about the story from the Nope file? Sometimes we have to open the Nope file.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, there's like...
Nopeity nope.
Right. Wasp nest that's the size of a Volkswagen on the side of houses in Georgia. Let's not go to Georgia.
I was today years old when I learned about that.
Right. So...
I think that's Alabama, isn't it? Alabama. It's in the whole region. They're worried, like the neighboring states are kind of worried, like, hey, let's not... have those show up over here.
And then another bonus Jonas happens today a couple times throughout the day. Be listening in the 9 o'clock hour for your first opportunity at two Jonas Brothers songs played back to back. All right.
And, you know, just to help identify that, we do deliver you a keyword when that event happens.
Sure.
That's what you have to enter into the website.
Right.
It's like your little portal, your key to the winning.
Sure. So that'll happen right around in the 9 o'clock hour on 99.7 DJX as part of the DJX All Access Summer, which, you know, Taylor Swift kind of wrapped up yesterday. We're trying to figure logistics out.
Yeah, that's
for offering up the trip to New York City. So that's kind of exciting.
That's the second part of it. So, you know, we promised a surprise. Like, mm-hmm. We're just going to show up.
Yeah.
Not, you know. Sometimes we call people, sometimes we email you and say, you're a winner. This time we're showing up, just going to bombard you with the winning. But that does require, like you said, logistics. Things have to be worked out. We have to coordinate things.
Right.
So
right.
Don't freak out. It's going to happen in the next couple of days.
Right.
We're working it out.
Trying to work it out here. Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of stuff to get to here this short work week.
Oh, man.
I mean, crazy.
It's kind of almost like Thursday.
It is. Oh.
Technically.
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
No?
Can't.
Really?
Sorry.
Come on.
No.
Why?
No.
Really? We can.
I know what you're thinking.
You can, though.
No, we can't.
You have the power.
We can't.
You do.
Can't do it.
You have buttons.
Can't do it.
Come on.
We can't do a throwback Tuesday.
Why not?
No.
It still has the alliteration.
No.
But, you know?
We'll just play a classic throwback Thursday on this Thursday for 4th of July. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. All right.
Really?
All right, Set to the Bar coming up here in just 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Fall Run-a-thon is underway with... it's weird that it's July and we're talking about fall, but, you know, September's going to be here before you know it, and Labor Day and... Oh, man, I just made myself depressed even talking about that.
I was going to say, can we just still live in summer? Can we just enjoy that?
You can sign up and run with DJX Fall Run-a-thon. Just text us the word race, R-A-C-E. We'll send you details on how you can be involved in that. Three races there in the fall leading to the Urban Bourbon Half Marathon. So, coming up, Set to the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. This involves the same Walmart in Texas where the woman drank wine out of a Pringles can.
This is fantastic.
It's not the same woman.
No.
But it's the same Walmart. Yeah.
Which, it just sounds like a magical like place, doesn't it?
How many times?
I want to go there.
How many times?
Just sit and watch.
Right? All right. Said to the bar. That is on the way on 99.7 DJX. Walk with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. The shape of you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. We do this every single morning about this time. Set the bar with the story that you can most definitely achieve the day without doing something like this.
Yes, you can avoid this scenario.
Yeah. This is the same Walmart where several months ago there was a lady who drank wine out of a Pringles can.
Which she became our hero. Yeah, did she not? So, let's be honest.
Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of Walmart for eating half a cake and refusing then to pay for the other half while in the store.
That's fantastic.
You're doing okay.
And from a Wichita Falls Walmart because police say she ate half a cake then refused to pay full price for it.
Yeah. It's probably a tasty cake.
Yeah, she was banned. Yeah, for sure.
The Wichita Falls Police Department says the woman picked up the cake at the store's bakery and ate it while roaming the aisles.
Now, I'm not going to hate on her for that because I think we've all maybe gone to the store and maybe taken a box off the shelf and eating it while you're shopping and then just pay for the empty box.
A lot of parents do that for their kids. Right. Like, go ahead, you can start snacking on that. Mom's going to pay for that in a minute.
My mom used to like buy empty boxes of cereal because I'd eat literally the entire box in the store.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a hefty boy.
That's a...
Then when she got up to the checkout counter, she claimed that she found the cake that way and wouldn't pay full price.
No,
I found it half eaten.
I found it half eaten
in
my cart.
You people sell half eaten cakes. Did you know
Officers
that?
Ordered the woman to pay for the cake, but they did not issue her a citation.
Yeah,
oh, so. All right. That's kind of, I mean, technically shoplifting, isn't it?
I would imagine.
Kind right? of. So you're stealing it in your mouth.
You just can't put it back on the shelf.
No, you cannot. They
found her in a nearby restaurant and told her that she'd been banned. So again,
is there a video of her walking around?
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Just eating this cake. Was she using a fork? I'm envisioning her fist.
Just fingers.
Just taking handfuls of cake and shoving it in her pie hole.
So again, you should be able to make it through the day without doing this. But the reason we give you these stories is just to set the bar for your day. All right.
Yeah. Like, I know it sounds amazing. It sounds like a hashtag goals kind of thing. It does. I mean, let's be honest. But they do frown upon that. It may get you in trouble.
Yeah, just buy the cake.
Sure.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of Walmart for eating half a cake in the store.
She was willing to pay.
To pay for the other half.
Yeah, she was willing to pay for half of it, right? She's like, listen, cut the price in half. I got you. Didn't she?
You're doing okay. That's setting the bar. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home to the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. You're listening for two Jonas Brothers songs played back-to-back. It's Bonus Jonas Week, where all week, tickets, hotel, and their new album, Cincinnati, September 11th. So that's pretty cool. Coming up right around in the 9 o'clock hour on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Brody's a cute little two-year-old born with spina bifida. My sister has spina bifida, so I know this. It's a condition where you're born and your spine is exposed and it causes immobility, depending on how severe it is, in the use of your legs. So Brody, little two-year-old, born with spina bifida, but his dad decided to invent something to help him kind of move around as a, you know, little toddler.
Kind of a little wheelchair-like?
Yeah, called the Frog. And it's cool. It, like, straps to his lower half, and it kind of cradles his legs and makes it possible for Brody to crawl around on the floor.
So it's got wheels. It's almost like some of these like little doggy wheelchairs that I've seen.
Right. Yes, yes, right. Right. Yeah. You see like little paralyzed dogs. And
they can use their front legs, but not their back.
Exactly. So this is similar for this two-year-old a little boy named Brody. So he kind of invented this, his dad, and then he saw how well it worked. Then it was like, all right, well, let's open it up to everybody.
Wow.
So then...
So now he's mass producing them?
Launched a business called the Frog Mobility. So there you go.
I love it.
About $300, but it can help those born with spina bifida
move around independently,
at least for a time.
Sure.
Until, you know, they grow out of those. But yeah, that's pretty cool there. Brody. That's feel good.
So cool. Sweet.
Yeah, do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Oh, she's sweet, but my 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Quick sports.
Sports.
Wimbledon. Oh, well, maybe.
Wimbledon.
What's
going on at Wimbledon? Wimbledon. Is that going on now?
So some history was made.
History was made in Wimbledon.
Yeah, Coco Gauff. All right, she's 15.
Oh my!
She not only became the youngest player to qualify for Wimbledon, but she just beat one of her idols, Venus Williams.
Oh, wow.
6'4", 6'4".
Oh, man.
In Wimbledon.
Wow.
15. And then she kind of goes on and is talking about just the victory and what she felt like.
They're just really great role models for me. My whole life looked up to them. Even now, I still look up to them. My game is kind of modeled a little bit after them.
Yeah. And she beat them.
And I'm just excited to see how it feels to actually be on the same court as them.
Yeah. So listen to this. So she's 15 now. She started playing tennis when she was 8. So she's literally only been playing tennis for 5 years.
That's it?
Seven years.
Math really is hard.
She's been playing tennis for 7 years, and she's already on Wimbledon.
Wow.
She's become the youngest player to reach the U.S. Open girls final at 13. She was the youngest female to win in a qualifying match at the French Open. I mean...
Does she have siblings?
It's insane!
That family dynamic's gotta be tough.
She is so... Like, so after she beat Venus Williams, she, like, started crying.
Well,
like,
yes! She's a child!
It's crazy!
And that's amazing!
So, there you go. That's sports!
Okay.
Wimbledon.
So a 15-year-old is slaying Wimbledon, and you and I are here.
Yes.
We're here.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer, where this week it's Bonus Jonas listening for two Jonas Brothers songs played back-to-back and pick up tickets to their show in Cincinnati, September 11th, along with a hotel stay and their album. So that's pretty cool. First opportunity for that. Probably listen in the 9 o'clock hour. So, you know, the update, the weekly update almost on the Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber fight that's never going to happen in the octagon.
There's an update? There is another update.
And so now it is courtesy of Jackass star Steve-O, who he's been through the building. He's sat right where Kat has sat too.
He randomly pops up.
That if Tom Cruise won't step up to fight Justin Bieber,
he will. Oh, great.
I'm sick of being overlooked.
Steve-O. Oh, honey. Bless his heart.
He sounds like...
Oh, my gosh.
He's so rough.
Yeah.
Oh.
For my potential as a cage fighter.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, wow. Sure. Steve-O saying, hey, you know what? Tom Cruise, don't worry. I'll do it.
Because, you know, Steve-O and Tom Cruise... Practically the same person.
My favorite line so far.
I'm sick of being overlooked.
Steve-O. So there you go.
Steve-O.
Literally, this clip is 50 seconds long, and I will just paraphrase and say he's willing to jump in the ring.
Can we say this? It hasn't Steve-O had plenty of kind of, quote, cage fighting experience with, like, Planet Earth?
Planet Earth has busted Steve-O down.
A little. He's had some things happen.
Because of him.
Being Steve-O.
Right. So there you go.
And part of the Jackass franchise.
So again, the weekly update on the fight that is never going to happen. Justin Bieber calling out Tom Cruise to the Octagon.
And now Tom Cruise has a stunt guy option.
Option yes. In Steve-O. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Congrats again to Brandy, who picked up $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds yesterday. The replay, if you missed, we'll have next for you. But she came by the radio station to pick up her certificate. And
I wish she had told us she was coming because I had to leave for a doctor's appointment. I missed her.
Well,
I would have loved to have met her face to face.
Here's the thing. She brought her boyfriend and we're like, and you know, I'm just down, you know, talking to her at the front desk. And
well, how long have they been dating?
Well, I'm talking to her at the front desk, and it's Natalie and Miranda who are, and Mackenzie, who, you know, works at night and works here. We're all just kind of down there and just talking to her. And I'm like, so, you know, you heading over there now? You know, like you know, what are you going to do? And she's like, well, I think an engagement ring might be in the future. And we were all like,
Whoa! And like
right in front of her boyfriend.
Oh,
I'm like, whoa!
What was his face and like? Was he surprised?
No, he said literally they were just talking about this last night or the night before, and then she gets on and plays Can't Beat Kelly.
The Lord is telling them to get engaged.
Yes!
That's what the Lord is saying.
So look at that! Wow. Right, exactly. So that I think that is pretty cool. So
did she promise to take a picture of what they get?
I said, yeah. I need video.
He needs to get on one knee in the store.
Well, if...
So she's going to go in with her own gift certificate, pick out her ring, be like, here you go, honey.
That is gold.
I said, you definitely have to show us what you end up getting when you do. So congratulations to Brandy. But anyways, you can see the photo of Brandy up on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show.
And everybody's like, where's Kelly? Why didn't she take a picture with her? It's like, is she scared? Wait. And I was literally out of the building. I'm upset. Yeah.
Can you now say I wanted her to win? She's getting
I wanted her to win.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I'm glad. Okay. Listen, what I want most for someone that walks away with that kind of a prize, I want them to have a plan for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a really good plan.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, you can listen to the replay coming up next as Can't Beat Kelly, historical moment on the show.
The replay
goes down next after Zed 99.7 JX.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's hear who you are playing against here this morning. Everybody say hey to Brandy calling us from Louisville. Good morning, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi.
Hey. So when you play by yourself, how do you normally do?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, when you say okay, like how many do you typically get right, do you think?
Like two or three.
I mean, why not just say five? Give Kelly the sweat.
Like, we don't know.
I mean, right?
You could totally, like, try to intimidate me out the gate.
Yeah, it'd be like, Brandy. Brandy's like, Kelly, I get five right every single time. Yeah. You're going down.
Yeah. Mess with her.
Yeah, mess with her head a little bit. All right, so five pop culture questions. We're going to say goodbye to Kelly.
Okay, goodbye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
And then she's going to leave. When the door shuts, it's going to be all you. Here we go. Question number one for you, Brandy. Got about 5 seconds to answer each question. Here we go. Question number one. This pop star teased an upcoming collaboration with Lana Del Rey and Miley Cyrus for the Charlie's Angels reboot. Who was it?
Ariana Grande.
Question two. Beth Chapman just passed away from a long battle with cancer. Beth was the wife to this reality star.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Question three. Camila Cabello has broken up with her boyfriend, Matthew Hussey, sparking more rumors with a romance with this singer.
Shawn Mendes.
Steve Carell just helped fuel a rumor that there's a crossover special brewing between It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and what show?
The Office.
Drew Barrymore collaborated with this singer on a new line for his clothing company, Drew.
Justin Bieber.
All right, let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
That seemed fast. I'm intimidated. What just happened?
Brandy, how do you feel you did?
Okay.
Brandy got five right.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Brandy got five right.
Oh, Kelly's face. She looks like a deer in headlights right now. Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding you.
I like how she came in so unconfident.
Are you kidding me right now?
Brandy, sit back.
Are you kidding me?
Sit back. Don't say a word, all right?
Okay.
Question number one for Kelly. Sorry, just Kelly's face when she walked in. All right, here we go.
That was unexpected.
Okay.
It was all unexpected, right, right. I'll say that.
I tell you what, I'm not going to do. Do you want me not to tell you whether you got it right or not and just to let you know at the end? Or yes. Do you want me just to go
yep.
through it?
Let's go all the way through. I don't want to know.
All right, question number one. This pop star teased an upcoming collaboration with Lana Del Rey and Miley Cyrus for the Charlie's Angels reboot. Who was it?
Halsey.
Beth Chapman just passed away from a long battle with cancer. Beth was the wife to this reality star.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Camila Cabello has broken up with her boyfriend Matthew Hussey, sparking more rumors with a romance with this singer.
Shawn Mendes.
Steve Carell just helped fuel a rumor that there's a crossover special brewing between It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and what show?
The Office.
Drew Barrymore collaborated with this singer on a new line for his clothing company, Drew.
Justin Bieber.
You guys said different answers.
We did? Oh, God. So, well, then we know question, she got five out of five,
number
so
one,
I lose?
Ariana Grande was the answer.
Oh, my God.
Not Halsey.
I said Halsey. I lost.
Brandy, you just won.
Yay!
Watch it happen.
Wow.
Brandy comes out of nowhere.
Wow.
I get two or three right every
day.
Wow. And she slays the game.
Yeah. Katie texts in, holy crap.
Wow.
Another text from a listener. Kelly went down. Jesse texts in, Kelly has gone down.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandy, you're a part of history because this doesn't happen very often.
What in the world are you going to do with $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds?
No idea.
Oh my god.
Tony the Welder just busted. Yay!
If I was driving, I'd drive off the road right now.
All right, Kelly.
Oh, my
Brandy,
god.
Sit back. Kelly, you know what you gotta do.
This hurts everywhere in my body. My name is Kelly and I cannot beat Brandy.
Oh my god! Brandy, congrats. Yeah. And she's done. She's out. Goodbye. She's out. Brandy, you did it. Congratulations. Wow, you did it. Can't beat Kelly.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And now we know that she may be getting an engagement ring. So that's pretty cool.
That's the best possible outcome.
Absolutely. Yes. So there you are. You can see the video and all that, WDJX.com. Coming up, Kelly and I awkwardly stand in the shower and just ponder some of life's greatest mysteries and
it
biggest questions and all of that on the way with Shower Thoughts on 99.7 DJX. Spen and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. 75 outside now. Going to have rain and showers possible today. Some clouds, 93. Your eventual high, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Looking ahead to 4th of July, scattered thunderstorms are possible. About a 40% chance. Going to kind of be humid, sticky, high of 90. So there you go. Hot, sticky, sweaty, and delicious.
Soupy.
Yeah.
It's not delicious.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, Kelly and I awkwardly stand in the shower and think about just those weird random things. Because a lot of times when you have those random thoughts, that's where you are.
Let's be honest. I have them everywhere. Not just in the shower. But we're going to concentrate on the ones I have in the shower.
There you go. Shower Thoughts coming up after Ed Sheeran on 99.7 DJX.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby. Yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad. You
loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. We at a party we don't wanna be at. Turn it up, but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy, cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in, I said I'm sorry. But now I think that we should stay. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah, cause I don't care.
Here in 99.7 DJX, July 12th, his new album comes out. Of course, the collaboration project number 6. And there is all sorts of people joining him. Everyone from Justin Bieber there to Khalid to Cardi B, Chris Stapleton.
I'm excited. That has to be really tough to figure out which ones you release to radio.
Right.
Because there's so many good ones.
So many great ones. All right, that sound is the sound of Kelly and I awkwardly standing in the shower, just pondering those weird random things of life. We just call them shower thoughts.
You know vampires?
Heard of them.
Yeah.
They must have a really hard time putting on makeup.
Because they can't see their reflection.
Yeah. Like, how do you do that? You must be amazing at that.
You have to ask your buddy, like, did I get it? Did I get my mascara?
Wow, Jen.
Yes.
You did a really good job.
Did I wing out the eyeliner well enough?
Yeah. All right. All right. Shower thoughts. You know, when 3D printed organs become available, someone's probably going to print out and put a wiener on their forehead just because of a bet. Don't
why,
you think?
Why are you Come thinking on. Of
don't
this?
Don't you think?
No, I don't think though. So. I don't think that's gonna happen at
what
all.
What a world that'll be.
I mean,
what a world wow. that'll be.
When that's what you'll do.
Readily available? I don't know. I don't know.
Shower thoughts.
I don't know. Let's hope not. Hey, how many of you are today years old realizing that when you snap, the sound is not from your fingers rubbing together, but from your fingers hitting your palm.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, I mean, I'd snap, but I can't.
You can't snap?
No, I can't snap. Look.
I you mean, just did.
Well, it's really bad, though. It's
You're
really
snapping.
Light.
You're
it's,
literally
it's,
snapping.
It's muted, though. Okay. It's not very loud. It's not a commanding snap.
Maybe you don't have chubby enough palm of your hand.
I think I learned more here doing with this than I did in all of college.
Yeah, that's well, there you go.
I believe it. All right, one more. Shower thoughts.
The school of life.
You know there could be a ghost aggressively breakdancing right next to you and you not even know?
I'm automatically just looking right there. waiting just to see if I can see it.
A ghost walking up to you and breaking it down has you have no clue. No clue.
What
you're just
a
walking
shame
through
that
life.
We can't see that and enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
What song do you think they're breakdancing to?
I don't know.
Ed Sheeran? Justin Bieber?
Ed Sheeran. That's it. That's their jam.
The new Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber jam.
There you go. That's Shower Thoughts. Weird random things in the shower. 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. They're going to be in Cincinnati September 11th. We have an opportunity for you to go see them along with a hotel stay and their new album. Bonus Jonas, DJX, All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. You're listening for two songs by the Jonas Brothers, played back to back. That was just one.
Being very cryptic.
Feel good. Do it every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Want to highlight a former Norton Children's Hospital kid that we talked to several years ago.
Yeah, we've had several Radiothon kids kind of in the news again because they're pretty amazing. And once we meet these families through Radiothon, it's like once you're in the family, you're always in the family. And we love keeping up with them and seeing how they're doing. We met TJ several years ago and his mom, Heather. TJ had an accident on his bike.
Right.
And he wasn't wearing a helmet. So he suffered a brain injury and so has marked his journey from this point on. Well, he has been on a constant journey with physical therapy and learning how to do things. And he was invited to throw the first pitch out at the Bats game on Saturday. And LKY had the story.
Yeah, WLKY. There he is throwing the pitch out to Buddy Bat there.
That's TJ Floyd throwing out the first pitch at tonight's Louisville Bats game. 9 years ago, TJ suffered a traumatic brain injury after falling off his bike without a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, he continues to recover while his mother fights for bicycle safety.
Yeah, so his mom kind of talked about, you know, everything that TJ's been going through.
He did baseball before, so it's really near and dear to our heart because that was his sport. He just absolutely loved baseball, so this is a great honor for us. It was just a really cool night to kind of honor TJ and kind of bring awareness to the community on the importance of helmet safety.
Yeah, I had to learn how to walk and talk again in the years since the accident. So
yeah, he spent like 63 days in the hospital initially, and it's been a long road. And they have, I follow them on social media. They have a group called TJ's Warriors, and they're constantly doing events to raise awareness about the importance of wearing a helmet while riding a bicycle. And they're always doing events about giving away free helmets and stuff like that. So they're a pretty incredible family to follow. So it's nice to see them getting that sort of attention and having that experience.
Way to go, TJ. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Ray's Ford. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, 99.7 DJX on the last day of Pride Month, came out of the closet there, Lil Nas X, so that's pretty cool. And also, that song, number one song in the country, has been for quite some time. In fact, that single has been on top so long that it's making history on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It has spent its 13th week at number one.
Oh, wow.
That means it is the hip-hop song with the most weeks at the top spot ever. So I guess if you classify that as hip-hop or country or whatever, but if you classify it as hip-hop, there it is. 13th week at number one, Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Who saw that coming?
Nobody. Yeah, nobody. I mean,
Drake
like...
probably didn't.
He beats out songs like Eminem, Lose Yourself, Boom Boom Pow, Black Eyed Peas, See You Again, Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa. Like, those are monster songs.
The real winner is Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's be honest.
Yeah, who kind of slid in there. And like, hey, I can whistle.
Thank you.
I can whistle on that track.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
So, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, Lil Nas X certainly living his best life there. 99.7 DJX. Cardi B. I like it. It's DJX. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name? Cardi B, 99.7 DJX. You know, she was a part of the Days of Summer cruise. Remember, we gave away that trip earlier here this year with the DJX All Access Summer, which was kind of cool. And Brianna, just got back from the trip.
Oh, how was it?
Just got back from the cruise.
I'm so glad she made it on the cruise. I was a little nervous because there's so many stories lately of people like missing their cruise ships. And I'm like, please make her make it.
Brianna did. She posted on Instagram, the Days of Summer cruise will go down as the best cruise party ever.
Oh, wow.
I got to see all my favorite artists like Cardi B and DJ Khaled kill it on stage. And I got to enjoy the island of Nassau, Bahamas and Half Moon K, is that what it is?
Anyways. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much to DJX and Days of Summer Cruise for the awesome trip.
How
so there you
fun.
Go.
Look at that. I'm going to need to see pics.
I know. I love it when, you know, you're able to have these experiences and then, you know, you tag us in them because, you know, we give away all these trips and we give away all these experiences. We like to see how you do.
Let's be honest. Yes. We are living vicariously through you. One Absolutely. Of the reasons we give these things away because we can't do it ourselves.
Yeah, we can't win it. So there you go.
That is a very occupational hazard.
Yeah, so thank you to Brianna for tagging us in that, and congratulations to her on winning the Days of Summer Cruise. Of course, the next experience is Taylor Swift NYC.
Yeah, the next couple of days, we're working out the logistics.
Logistics! Oh my gosh!
Because it's a surprise. We're showing up, and that takes coordination and logistics.
Yeah. All a bunch of stuff that that I'm not very good at. So, you know, I will leave it to other people to figure all that stuff out.
In logistics.
And then we're sending you to Cincinnati for the Jonas Brothers. And then next week, it's Ariana Grande. So, I mean, we just keep slamming them out.
Round two, Ariana?
Round two, Ariana Grande.
I just really like
sure.
her.
Yeah. Well, when she announces that she's headed to Lexington, I mean, we can't just ignore that city, right?
No, we can't. Yeah. No. You need to send us your videos from Taylor Swift and the Jonas Brothers and Ariana Grande round two.
Yeah, for sure. So all that with the DJX All Access Summer. But yeah, congrats to Brianna, and thank you for tagging us at 99.7DJX.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up on the show, it is a phone tap, and sometimes when your mother-in-law comes into town and stays at a hotel a lot, you just feel the need to get her.
And I did not watch any dirty movies.
Oh, now, Renee.
She sounds sassy.
Yeah, that is your phone tap on the way here in just about 12 minutes on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, as you're getting up and getting ready to start the day. Know that half of Americans are eating and grabbing cold pizza for breakfast.
Really? That many on a Tuesday?
So remember back when nutritionists, maybe it was even just one guy who was a nutritionist, was like, yeah, pizza's good for you in breakfast time. So then it's like,
why not?
Yeah, all right.
I doubt that man's a nutritionist.
Already living my life here.
Okay.
And so, be my nutritionist.
Not only that, but now it's revealed, I don't know, I don't even know who does these surveys, but people are preferring like cold pizza over just normal breakfast food in the morning.
I'm going to need to see the data.
I'm going to say same though. Like if,
really?
Yeah, if you're giving me the choice of pancakes or cold pizza.
Isn't it like,
I'm probably choosing cold pizza.
It's hard as a rock though. You don't want to like heat it up just to soften it a little bit.
Hard as a rock?
No,
what kind of pizza are you having?
It's very rubbery.
It depends on the brand.
Yeah. Like, and where and how you store it.
Yes.
Where do you store it, sir? I store it in the refrigerator.
Well, it depends.
Do you just leave it out on the counter?
Sometimes I'll leave it in the box in the oven, which, you
Wait
know.
A minute. That's cheese, which is a dairy product, and we've discussed that you can't leave those out overnight.
Yeah, no, I can do that.
Okay. You can. Are you better than other people?
No, I'm just saying that's sometimes how we store our
sometimes
pizza.
Sometimes Ben lives his life in a way that nobody else does.
Living
I do.
The edge.
I do. It's fine. Okay. I mean, and hey, listen, day-old pizza's never hurt me before, so I'm all right with that.
You've even dug pizza out of the trash and eaten it before. So,
when you say it happened, like that is very aggressive, and I need a...
It's also truthful.
I need 10 seconds to rebut that because the pizza was in the box. The box had literally been set on top of the trash can.
Still digging it out of the trash. That counts.
I was like, who's throwing away a perfectly good pizza? It's still in the box.
Haven't we had pizza in the toilet here before?
Yeah, like, there was a memo that went around.
There was a memo.
There was a memo that went around.
Yeah. People have not been responsible with the pizza. Yeah, in this building.
Kara texted in and said, I prefer non-breakfast foods for breakfast, like steak and potatoes for the win.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can be on board with that. Yes. Yeah. But again, it's going to be like cooked, warmed.
You don't like cold potatoes
way.
For
no,
breakfast?
I do not.
Yeah, you know what? Cold potatoes are good too.
No.
Cold mashed potatoes.
Cold mashed potatoes, cold normal potatoes.
Ew, ew, and ew. Like, I need like little baby my food potatoes. Warmed.
Well.
Am I so bougie for that?
I guess so.
Am I a diva? Is it a diva demand to have my food warmed?
Yeah, you.
After it's been sitting overnight?
Sitting over there needing your food warmed. or just in the oven, in a box.
Okay.
I mean, see, look. I mean, if it's in the oven in a box, it's being safe. It's safe.
Really?
It's protected.
Is that what we're saying?
Okay, let's say we're giving you warm pizza. Would you rather have your traditional plain old boring cereal or a hot warm piece of pizza at 5 a.m. when you're getting ready for work?
Well, I don't do cereal. I'm going to choose oatmeal.
Someone texted
in. Warmed oatmeal.
Someone texted in, and I don't know if I even want to go down this road. Is cereal soup?
Technically, probably yes.
Are you?
Technically,
stop,
probably yes.
Stop it. Stop. I don't even want to go down this road.
I mean,
is cereal soup?
I mean, the right answer is cereal. Is cereal is its own category. But if you're going to break it down to like.
The ingredients are milk and whatever this oat is.
Yes.
Well,
but it's very. It's soup like. Sure.
You could get really creative and pour multiple cereals into the milk.
I can see the argument.
Your own soup.
I can see the argument, but cereal is cereal. That's why it has its own category.
So,
you don't find cereal in the soup aisle at the grocery store. If that's how we're going to categorize
it. But we're not going down the is cereal soup wormhole.
It has soup-like qualities.
Not?
Yeah, because
well, you took us there.
It's a breakfast soup.
A text message rolled in. So, anyways.
Oh, wow.
So what was our point?
I don't remember.
Yeah. More Americans are eating cold pizza for breakfast. So there you go. Wow.
Well, Chrissy saw Team Ben. She says the cheese is already cooked, so it's not like it's cold dairy.
Yeah. See.
Okay.
YOLO.
And this is why you're always party up.
Yeah, absolutely. Got another text message. Waffles over everything, people. That's why we invented Brinner.
Yeah, Brinner is good.
I could be on board.
Yeah, breakfast
that.
For dinner is good.
Yeah,
and see, breakfast for dinner, I would rather like I would rather eat my meals in reverse. Almost have like. Dinner for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And breakfast for dinner. Yeah. 100% of the time. And then lunch. Just let it.
I'm on board with that. I just, again, I need my food warmed. I like warm
meals. Yeah, listen, I don't live your rich lifestyle like that. I just go eat the food at room temperature, wherever it is.
This is how the other half lives.
It's fine. All right, coming up next, phone tap.
And I did not watch any dirty movies.
Well, we'll see about that, Renee.
Sorry if it's.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Stephanie, she's bold. She wants to phone tap her mother-in-law.
Wow.
Oh yeah. She goes, hey guys, I think you should do a phone tap with my mother-in-law. Every time she comes to visit our family, she won't stay with us. She always stays at a hotel. It happened again last week. Is there a little prank you could play on her to let her know she'd be better off not staying in a hotel?
Probably.
This is a strong statement.
Yeah, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Renee?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hi, Renee. It's Robert Hossenpepper. I'm calling you from Hotel. You stayed with us last week, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. Well, ma'am, the reason for this call, I wanted to reach out to you about some additional charges that you may be finding on your credit card statement, just so you're not surprised.
No, I don't think so. I paid my bill when I checked out. It's all set.
Well, yeah, I understand. Well, you incurred some additional charges that we weren't aware of until after you had left. I apologize for not including these in your original bill. However, there are several of them.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, there was a crib and a playpen in your room, and we neglected to charge you for those.
I don't follow you. I don't understand what you're saying.
The crib and the playpen we supplied for your room? I assume it's for your children?
Seriously? I'm a 64-year-old woman. I have one son, and he's 29. He does not need a crib or a playpen.
So your son didn't use the playpen, ma'am?
Come on. You think a 29-year-old son of mine is going to be in a playpen? What the heck are you talking about?
Well, listen, ma'am, I manage a hotel and I see a lot of strange things. I don't judge. You know, if someone wants to come in here and put a grown man in a playpen, you know, I don't mind. I just need to make sure the bill gets paid.
You're a little twisted. There was no man in the playpen. There was no man in my room. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, can we talk about the movie charges?
What movies?
Your bill shows that you watched several... how do I put this? Adult features? $9.95 for each one. Should I read off some of the titles so that you can confirm you watched them?
No, yes, no, please yes, don't do that. Yes. No, I did not watch any movies, and yeah. I did not watch any dirty movies.
Again, ma'am, I'm not judging. I mean, I'd say back in my day, I watched several of those, too. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. I don't know what you're talking about, but take these charges off my bill. Remove them from my bill.
So am I... understanding you correctly, and you're disputing the adult film charge and the playpen charge. What about the cleaning charge for the refrigerator?
What's that about?
Well, you see, ma'am, there's a very strong smell of potato salad in the refrigerator, and we can't seem to get it out.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Listen, I come to town every few months to visit family, but I can assure you I'm never staying at your hotel again. This is... insane.
So maybe, ma'am, next time you'll just stay at Ray and Stephanie's house.
What? Wait, how do you know my son's name?
Well, ma'am, first of all, Stephanie was the one who gave us the idea for this phone call. It's Ben Davis calling you on 99.7 EJ with a little phone tap.
What are you talking about? Wait, this isn't the hotel?
No, Renee, no, it's not. You're on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my goodness. Really? This is crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking I was getting charged for those naughty movies.
Yeah, I'm a little upset you didn't read off some titles. I know.
I know. Yes, Renee.
I'm listening.
What movies? We're all listening. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJ. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX with Brandon Urie there from Panic at the Disco. Obviously, she is in the news. People are talking about her recently because of a Tumblr post regarding the sale of Big Machine Records to Scooter Braun. So
she's
then,
mad.
Yeah, Brandon Urie kind of came to her defense.
I read Taylor's statement. I was like, that sounds about right, you know?
By the way, wait, is he like in some sort of weird lounge?
It you hear sounds the, like an elevator.
Do you hear the music?
It sounds kind of romantic.
It sounds about right, you know? Toxic dudes doing toxic bullshit in this toxic initiative.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so okay. There you go. So yeah, he's kind of coming to her defense, you know, saying that... you know, Scooter Braun is being toxic. Now, Demi
but there's a lot of others that are coming to Scooter's defense.
Well, one of them being Demi Lovato. Now, yeah. She said that, listen, I've dealt with bad people in the industry and Scooter's not one of them. He's a good man. She was kind of put that up on her Insta story.
This was a business deal.
And, you know, she said there's enough hate in this world as it is and people might come after her, but, you know, I'm going to stand up for the people on my team. And, of course... Scooter Braun manages Demi Lovato.
Sure.
And has since, I mean, fairly recently since May, so not too long, but.
Well, this sounds like something that, yeah, hey, if she's upset, have her lawyers fight, you know, about it. This doesn't seem like something that needs to be played out on social media.
Well.
In my humble opinion.
It is. So there we are.
Okay, then.
Speaking of Taylor, we are going to award someone a trip to see a private musical performance with Taylor in New York City.
Maybe don't ask her about it. If you get a chance to, if you get a chance to see her, maybe,
hi.
Maybe don't
hi,
ask
Tyler.
Her about it.
Yeah. But coming up next, it's okay. So it started with Kelly finding this big bag of nope.
It's a big bag. It's a big bucket. It's a big container. It's a pot of nope.
Down in what? Alabama?
I think it's Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah. So yeah, and it involves like hornets, and then
it spiraled
down the YouTube wormhole. To have me discover one of the best news reports about bees.
It's so great.
Oh, wow. This sounds like it's going to be an epic journey. So get some snacks. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And listen, we already discovered how and why bees mate.
It was aggressive.
And
we don't need to go there again.
We don't need to go there again. And that's not where we're headed with
okay.
this.
Okay. All right.
After Billie Eilish, DJ X. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always ask Alexa, launch 99.7 DJX, get our live stream, get podcast, all that stuff. Man, down south is wild. Alabama, now there are people warning you of hives, nests of wasps. The size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
No, sir.
Yep.
Insect experts are swarming around one of the largest yellow jacket nests they have ever seen.
Yeah, the largest they've ever seen. It's in Alabama. Congratulations, you get this award.
Y'all check this out from Alabama. It's big enough to house up to 500,000 stinging insects.
And it's ugly.
Yeah. And it's on, it takes
nightmares.
Over the entire side of this house. It's insane.
Whoa.
So,
like, that is a situation, burn it down, start again.
Right, exactly. There's nothing that you
There's
can do
no
with
other
that.
Option.
You move out.
So, I started, like, kind of going down the wormhole of YouTube, and I came across this magical report, news report, that was several years ago about bees and about these two gentlemen who had a hive that they were trying to get the city to take care of that was right outside of their porch of their house in Georgia.
Zeke Mack and his roommate Carrie are finally able to relax on their front porch.
City come out this morning.
Okay.
Wait,
this is why.
This is why.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we're going to talk to the guys.
They went up, they sprayed. Now that they have them on the ground, I feel a little better.
Oh,
now that they're
on the ground,
now feel a little bit better. Right.
We're translating.
And I can sit on the porch a little longer.
And I can sit on
the porch a little longer.
No, porch.
Oh, the porch.
Yes.
Oh, okay, the porch.
Yes, the porch.
He's and
the
porch. I can sit on the porch a little longer.
The porch.
All right. This is one of the best bee reports of YouTube.
Hundreds of pesky bees they had been dealing with for months.
Yeah.
Dang it.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
We're finally dead.
That's the emotion. Yeah. They're still out here. We got a lot of them down. He's afraid he got a lot of them down here now. They still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
They still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
But even though the city sprayed the hive and hundreds of bees fell to the ground.
Uh-huh.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
On the porch.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch. All they want to do is sit on the porch. That's all they want to do. Let them live their life.
Let them sip their tea on the porch.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
On the porch. Jeez.
But they still need to come out here and spray some muff. There's still a lot of still up there.
They still had to deal with the occasional visitor.
Yeah. Still had to. Even after they sprayed.
Stay in the house.
Yeah, he's staying in the house. Stay in the house.
Today, our camera was rolling when the brave tree cutter took his chainsaw to the branch with the hive.
So finally, the city listened and they brought a crew out to cut down the branch that had
the
hive.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Just think about it. I got some wall spray.
So they're watching the crew cut down the branch.
Why,
and
you
he's
want
like,
me to spray that fire?
I know. He's like, I got some wasp spray.
I got some wall spray.
As Mac and Moore anxiously watched from afar.
This is too much. You can hear they're cutting it down. They're cutting it down. Down it goes.
There you go.
These guys are killing me.
Oh.
Listen.
There you go. Oh.
Woo. Woo.
There it is. It's down.
There it is. It's down.
And once the hive came down, everyone crowded around.
Oh, yeah.
To get a closer look.
Oh, yes. Now.
Probably
now, the funeral?
Now that the hive has fallen, there is like the broken hive on the ground, and so our two fearless heroes walk over
Let's
to take a
check
look.
It out.
Yeah,
what it feel like? Oh,
what it feel like? Oh,
oh!
First time you saw a man naked.
Oh,
sticky. Sticky.
Moore and Max say it's a big weight off their shoulders.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad it's down. Now I can sit on the porch and relax.
That's all these guys wanted to do.
All they wanted to do was sit on the porch.
And relax. Nah,
sit on the porch and relax.
Sit on the porch.
Yep, that's history now.
That's history now.
That's fantastic. Now they can really live their best life.
Just sit on the porch.
On the porch.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh.
99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes going to be here August 3rd. Be listening for your opportunity to win some tickets for that show on 99.7 DJX. We do have tickets for the Jonas Brothers Cincinnati show September 11th as part of Bonus Jonas and the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. You're listening for two songs back to back. Two songs by the Jonas Brothers back to back.
Yeah, doesn't count if it's just Nick Jonas or DNCE or something like that. And here's the thing. You're going to know because we're going to give you a keyword at the time that you have to input at the website. That's a little key to open the winning.
Yep. WDJX.com. You could win tickets, hotel stay, and their new album with Bonus Jonas, DJX All Access Summer. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Frank Serino of Missouri is making lemonade out of lemons. Making cake out of flour.
Batter. Potholes.
Because of potholes.
There are several potholes at this intersection, but one of them over here just hit a big milestone. A neighbor actually celebrated this pothole's 3-month birthday this week with a piece of cake and candles.
Yep. Frank decided he was going to celebrate this pothole's 3-month anniversary with cake.
So exciting.
And candles.
Yeah. The little birthday party will motivate the city to spend more money and more attention on road repairs in the future.
All right. I'm sure that there are several here in the Louisville area that could probably get the same attention.
Sure. That's a fun way to draw attention and say, hey, city, you want to patch this one up?
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to celebrate. We're going to have celebrate cake.
And there'll be birthday cake all over the streets. Hey.
I know. I love that. So there you go. Frank Serino making lemonade out of lemons.
Sure.
Making cake.
This is glass half full.
Type of thing, yeah.
We'll say milk in this case for the cake.
So far, the pothole has yet to be filled since the story
but
aired.
Didn't they say that there were some workers
it could happen
scheduled?
Saturday.
All
yes.
right.
Could happen Saturday.
Like it's so on the books. It's on the calendar.
Still hope.
Things are happening.
Things are moving. Thanks, Frank. Frank.
You know what? He should set out all the other potholes in the city and make cakes for all of them. Celebrate all the birthdays.
That's feel good. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Is today the day that the United States women's soccer team takes on France?
Listen, I asked you to just tell me when it's over and if we won. That's what I need to know. I can't be all that invested and have anxiety about whether they're going to win or not. Just tell me. Just rip the Band-Aid off when it's done. I can't.
Oh, it's England. They're taking on England.
Oh, England.
Yes, they're taking
France,
on England.
In France, though. They're playing in France, right? Is that where the France connection
so,
is?
So, there you go. By the way, I just hope, one, I hope this video that Oprah tweeted out is motivation for the U.S. women's soccer team. She
like they're not motivated enough until this happens.
She kicks the ball, then
go USA, go USA.
Okay, Oprah. You're
Oprah.
Precious.
Oprah's wow. full of the American spirit.
Okay. Go USA.
She sounds like she's in pain.
She does a little.
Oprah,
like she's exerting herself.
But listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen to that soccer kick at the very start.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was she kicking at anything in particular?
She was kicking it off the camera.
All right.
So
we have no idea if it was anywhere near a goal?
Nope.
All right.
Go USA! Go USA!
Oprah.
Thanks, Oprah.
Oprah. Maybe just the motivation that the U.S. women's soccer team needs.
Do you think maybe she just learned that there was a U.S. women's soccer team?
No, I think
she knew.
Is she
excited about it now?
No.
Do you? No. Do you really think, do you peg Oprah as one that follows women's soccer?
Oh, she knows.
I mean, do you hear the athleticism in her voice?
Uh-huh.
Go USA!
All right.
She's gifted them the video that they're going to watch as their little pre going on the field.
It's going to get on board.
So
Team USA, let's do it.
They're set to take on England in the World Cup semifinals later today.
All right.
So
Okay. Tell me how it turns out, because again, I can't get my emotions all involved.
It's the Final Four, Corey said, but, so that's good.
Oh, but Corey knows.
Sports.
Thanks to Oprah.
Go, USA!
Go, Oprah.
Okay.
Go, sports.
There you go.
Awesome. She's America's cheerleader.
That's your sports! Sports. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Have you guys seen the bottle cap challenge going around yet?
I learned about it today.
Yeah, I saw John Mayer post something on his Instagram a couple days ago where it's just videos of people doing a roundhouse kick.
Mm-hmm.
And
in slow-mo.
Yeah, and kicking off like a bottle cap that's twisted on a bottle.
Yeah.
Without really disturbing the bottle.
Yeah, so you kick it so that it twists itself off.
Yeah, exactly.
That and level of athleticism is not in our leagues. We cannot do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking how hard and how many tries do you have to take before you get that right? So yeah, it's like in slow motion, and John Mayer...
Impressive.
Yep, spins it off.
Successful.
I had no idea John Mayer even had that sort of athleticism.
Sure, and then he's got to lay down the challenge, so he tosses it over to Jason Statham.
Jason Statham does the same thing. That's the sound of the bottle cap coming off in slow motion.
Yes, and he looks like a stud.
Yes.
Doing that.
Yes.
It's slow-mo, like, he is super stud.
Yeah, and people like Conor McGregor have done it as well.
Uh-huh.
Conor McGregor in a field, again, slow motion, holding a bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The MMA fighter, Conor
McGregor.
That's
what he's got to do.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah, just
slays
kicks it off.
Yeah.
Takes a swig of his scotch.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
He nominates Floyd Mayweather.
Like a boss.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a level, again, of athleticism I have no idea how to even complete.
I'm going to need you to try, though. Come on.
Do you have a bottle?
How many tries? We'll find one. We'll find one. I'm sure I still have a bottle of Arbomestre on.
How many tries before
it's going to be many, and that's what's going to be so glorious about it, about your video, is how many times we get to watch it. That's going to be amazing.
The amount of swag points you'd get if you're able to do that, like, your wife would be swooning over you. She'd be like, yeah,
like, can you do
cool.
It without, like, kicking the bottle off and smashing it into a million pieces?
Can I do a roundhouse kick?
Well, that's
can
the first
you?
Part.
No.
That's well.
I think that's the key there. I don't even know how to.
That's going
to
make it magical, even more magical.
This is going to be horrible.
It's a little bit more, oomph into it.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll have to probably try our own bottle cap challenge video.
Yes.
And maybe see who does it best.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right.
I've got wedges on. I'm not sure if I could do that.
That is up. You can see Jason Statham's and John Mayer's successful attempt at the bottle cap challenge up at our website at WDJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. When Facebook memories attack, Kelly was just tagged in something that happened, 9 years ago today? Was it 9 years?
That's what they're saying. Thank you to Joy for tagging us in this one.
Okay, so 9 years ago, this certain thing happened. We'll explain. Coming up here after Halsey. Facebook memories attack. 99.7 DJX. I think we've all been caught in that Facebook memory wormhole where something pops up, a memory from years ago that social media decides that you need to remember. And sometimes it comes back to haunt you where you're like, oh. Sometimes it's fun memories where you're like, oh. And sometimes in the case of Joy, who tagged us in this Facebook memory that popped up on her feed, I guess?
Yeah.
It was, 9 years ago today?
Maybe she shared it.
Maybe she got tagged in it.
And that's why, she wasn't tagged in it, but she probably shared it. And that's why it showed up.
Okay, so you'll remember Katy Perry had this
greetings, loved ones.
Banger back in the day.
It was a banger.
It was this banger back in the day.
And we used to have a lot of time on our hands. So we decided to just do a spontaneous music video. Where
yeah.
Ben would just perform that song.
Yeah, and...
on 4th Street.
And listen, I was just lip-syncing the entire thing.
Yes.
And it's not even like we made a parody of it.
No,
we just remade the video.
Flawless. Ben is wearing a purple wig and a waitress dress.
And I've got moobs.
He's got moobs.
I definitely do have moobs for days.
That's a schmedium dress.
Yeah. And thanks to the valets at the Seelbach Hotel. Back in the day, Z Salon was still a thing.
Oh, and you have background dancers?
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Oh, wow. You're on the ledge.
Did I do the entire video?
You did. It's 4 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Of fantasticness. And there was a field trip. Do you remember the field trip? The high school kids from out of town that were just minding their business.
Oh, my gosh. Look at those white legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
The lily white legs.
Yeah. If you want to relive the magic.
Or discover it for the first time.
Or discover it for the first time.
Yeah. That's really the fun right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
We had a leprechaun costume around. We put it to use. Those are the field trippers.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think they were from Missouri.
I don't know, but they're dancing, and they're in our video.
That is probably their impression of Kentucky. That's what they think we are.
Kentucky's a weird place, guys.
Yep. We're walking back. People commenting.
Yeah, because I'm in a purple wig and a dress.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's magic.
Well, thank you, Joy, for tagging us in that Facebook memory.
What emotions are you feeling right now?
Why don't
we
do that more often?
Yeah.
Why are we not doing that with every song?
You're right.
Why are we not?
We should.
Old Town Road.
Oh,
Old Town Road.
Absolutely.
There are
Cat
opportunities.
Can play the horse. It would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, we get Renee in a little phone tap. She stays at hotels a lot.
And I did not watch any dirty movies.
Here's the root of it, though. There seems to be like a little family issue that Renee's daughter-in-law is trying to make a little point. Like, hey, stay with us instead of staying at a hotel when you come to visit.
Interesting. We try to bridge that gap.
We're bringing the family together.
99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Go, USA! Go!
Thank you, Oprah. This is America's cheerleader, is she not?
Go, USA! Yeah. Go, USA!
Okay, she's my cheerleader. She's our cheerleader.
Could you imagine if that was your text notification?
Oh, wow.
Go, USA!
You know what? Keep playing it, because then someone can hold their phone up to the radio, record it, and that could be magical. You can just replay that.
Go, USA!
Keep going. Let her do the whole thing.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go, USA! Go, USA!
Oh, there you go.
There
it
is. Hopefully you got that.
U.S. women's soccer team taking on England today. Semifinals. So that's exciting. Oprah's very excited.
Take the goal. Score the points.
Coming up next, it's a phone tap, and it's a mother-in-law, and it's a daughter-in-law, and...
Well, the daughter-in-law is sending a message, I think, with this.
A very...
It's a strongly worded yet subtle message.
All right. I'm interested. Coming up, phone tap. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get us on the podcast. Just ask Alexa, launch 99.7 DJX. You can get anything from today's show, including phone tap, including shower thoughts, all of that.
Might I recommend that? Because we got a comment from Kara. She said, OMG. My husband's getting an MRI. I'm in the waiting room. It's very quiet. I accidentally hit volume on right when Ben said, wiener on the forehead. I refuse to look up from my phone right now because I can feel all the eyes on me.
No, own
like,
it.
That wasn't me.
No, you got to own that.
That wasn't me.
You got to own that. Did I say that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you did.
All right.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, Stephanie. I like her style. I feel like this is something your wife would do.
Probably.
I feel like this. So Stephanie writes, I think you should do a phone tap with my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Every time she comes to visit our family, she won't stay with us. She always stays at a hotel.
Oh.
Happened again last week. So a little prank in there. You could play on her, let her know that she'd be better off not staying in a hotel and staying with us instead.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Renee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Renee. It's Robert Hossenpepper. I'm calling you from Hotel. You stayed with us last week, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. Well, ma'am, the reason for this call, I wanted to reach out to you about some additional charges that you may be finding on your credit card statement, just so you're not surprised.
No, I don't think so. I paid my bill when I checked out. It's all set.
Well, yeah, I understand. Well, you incurred some additional charges that we weren't aware of until after you had left. I apologize for not including these in your original bill. However, there are several of them.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, there was a crib and a playpen in your room, and we neglected to charge you for those.
I don't follow you. I don't understand what you're saying.
The crib and the playpen we supplied for your room? I assume it's for your children?
Seriously? I'm a 64-year-old woman. I have one son, and he's 29. He does not need a crib or a playpen.
So your son didn't use the playpen, ma'am?
Come on. You think a 29-year-old son of mine is going to be in a playpen? What the heck are you talking about?
Well, listen, ma'am, I manage a hotel, and I see a lot of strange things. I don't judge. You know, if someone wants to come in here and put a grown man in a playpen, you know, I don't mind. I just need to make sure the bill gets paid.
You're a little twisted. There was no man in the playpen. There was no man in my room. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, can we talk about the movie charges?
What? What movies?
Your bill shows that you watched several... how do I put this? Adult features? $9.95 for each one. Should I read off some of the titles so that you can confirm you watched them?
No, please don't do that. No, please do. Did not watch any movies, and I did not watch any dirty movies.
Again, ma'am, I'm not judging. I mean, I'd say back in my day, I watched several of those, too. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. I don't know what you're talking about, but take these charges off my bill. Remove them from my bill.
So am I... understanding you correctly, and you're disputing the adult film charge and the playpen charge. What about the cleaning charge for the refrigerator?
What's that about?
Well, you see, ma'am, there's a very strong smell of potato salad in the refrigerator, and we can't seem to get it out.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Listen, I come to town every few months to visit family, but I can assure you I'm never staying at your hotel again. This is insane.
So maybe, ma'am, next time you'll just stay at Ray and Stephanie's house.
What? Wait. How do you know my son's name?
Well, ma'am, first of all, Stephanie was the one who gave us the idea for this phone call.
It's Ben Davis calling you on 99.7 Jack with a little phone tap.
What are you talking about? Wait, this isn't the hotel?
No, Renee, no, it's not. You're on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my goodness. Really? This is crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. I'm glad they didn't find out about my naughty videos.
Listen, I'm upset you didn't give us some titles.
I know. I should have rolled down the list. The list of videos she didn't watch.
You should have made up some absurd ones.
There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 JX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I like Lil Nas X. He responded to people who are wondering if Old Town Road was actually... symbolic of something else, and he tweeted, "It's literally about horses."
That's it. Like, don't make it more complicated than it is.
It's literally about horses.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you, Lil Nas X. All right, you feel good. We do them every hour here on 99.7 JX, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
We love catching up with Radiothon kids.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I always say this, once you're in the Radiothon family, you're always in the family, and we love kind of like, I stalk a lot of the families on social media.
Absolutely.
And I like to keep up with what they're doing. I had the chance to meet Heather and TJ years ago and interview them about what happened to TJ. They're from Oldham County.
Mm-hmm.
So he suffered a traumatic brain injury at 7 years old after he had a bike accident and wasn't wearing a helmet. Ended up spending 63 days in the hospital, had emergency open brain surgery to treat that severe brain bleed. And ever since, he's been learning to walk and talk again in the years since the accident. Well, he got a very special invitation from the Louisville Bats on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night. At the pitcher's mound, getting to throw the first pitch to Buddy Bat there.
That's TJ Floyd throwing out the first pitch at tonight's Louisville Bats game.
Yeah, that's WLKY with the report.
9 years ago, TJ suffered a traumatic brain injury after falling off his bike without a helmet. Years later, he continues to recover while his mother fights for bicycle safety.
Yeah, his mom kind of talks about everything that they're going through.
He did baseball before, so it's really near and dear to our heart because that was his sport. He just absolutely loved baseball, so this is a great honor for us. It was just a really cool night to kind of honor TJ and kind of bring awareness to the community on the importance of helmet safety.
Yeah, wear your bicycle helmets.
Yeah, they started a kind of a group, TJ's Warriors, and what they do is they go around and they promote the bicycle helmet safety, they give away helmets, they do a whole bunch of events. They've been doing it for a long time, and Heather's really great about sharing their entire journey and everything they go through and what they're doing on social media. So thanks to her for just kind of welcoming the community into their journey.
I love it. Well, hopefully TJ continues to do great things, and we do these stories every single hour. That story up at WDJX.com. Jonas Brothers. Jonas Brothers, They're Only Human, 99.7 DJX. Before that, Jonas Brothers, Sucker. Oh, look at that.
Something's supposed to happen now, right?
Yeah, Bonus Jonas brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital with the DJX All Access Summer. And your winning word to get in, happiness.
Happiness. All right, that makes sense, right?
Oh, I get it.
You weren't even going to try to spell it, were you?
I was. HAPPINESS.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, throwing shade.
Wait. Say that again.
HAPPINESS. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did. It just sounds dirty when you say it. Say it again.
What's the matter with it? No, I'm not going to do that again.
Say it again.
I'm not saying I pee pee. No. I'm not saying I pee pee.
Say it again.
I'm not doing it.
Come on. No one's going to be able to enter if you don't do it.
Wait, it's PPI. Not I pee
pee. So there you go.
Get
that into the website at WDTX.com and you could be headed to Cincinnati hotel room, seeing the Jonas Brothers with tickets in your hand and their new album. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer. Bonus Jonas is what we're calling it.
I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away. Yeah. But you know I'm already thinking about it. Then I realize she's right there. And I'm at home like, damn, this ain't fair. Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, cause I'm bored. You could hit it in the morning. Yeah, like it's yours. I know it ain't right, but I don't care. Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, cause I'm bored. This shit always happened to me. Why can't we just play for keys? Practically on my knees, but I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what you're doing to me. You're singing my songs in the streets, acting all innocent, please. When I know you are thinking about it. Then you realize she's right there. And you're at home like, damn, she can't compare. Wake up with your girlfriend. Cause I'm bored. You can hit it in the morning. Like it's yours. I know it ain't right, but I don't care. Wake up with your girlfriend. Cause I'm bored. Girlfriend. With your girlfriend. Girlfriend. You can say I'm hating if you want to, but I only hate on it cause I want you. Say I'm tripping if you feel like, but you without me ain't right. You could call me crazy cause I want you and I never even never met you. Say I'm tripping and it ain't right, but you without me ain't nice.
Cause I'm bored.
You can hit it in the morning. Like it's yours. I know it
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer. All summer, we are getting you to different places, destinations, events. Of course, we've sent you to Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish. We are getting the logistics together to send someone to see Taylor Swift in New York City.
A surprise of this magnitude involves a lot of moving parts, a lot of people to help coordinate things are happening.
Yeah. We are in the middle of a week of Bonus Jonas, where we're sending you up to Cincinnati to see the Jonas Brothers, and then we're going to kick right back into Ariana Grande Rupp Arena.
We've missed her.
Next week. So
it's been too long.
The All Access Summer will continue. On the way, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do, and I'm going to say we're going to go back to a Walmart that we've featured on the show before.
This Walmart in particular seems real special. It seems special there.
Remember the lady drinking wine out of the Pringles can?
Yeah,
that happened at this Walmart that we're going back to.
Woo!
Different lady, different event.
No, people living their best life.
Same Walmart coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Catch up on what you missed on the podcast. You can just go to WDJX.com, click on podcast, or click on listen. Or you can ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX or launch 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast right there. So pretty cool. Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. Today, we set the bar pretty low for you because, you know, hey, y'all have to have an easy goal to accomplish, right?
Well, we know you're not really working super hard because it's a holiday week.
Yeah, short work week. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of a Walmart and banned for eating half a cake and refusing to pay for the other half, you're doing okay. Like we said, this Walmart, we've featured on the show before.
Yeah, it's got some crazy and it's kind of special.
Yeah, remember Pringles lady who was drinking wine out of a Pringles can?
How could we forget?
That happened at this Walmart. Separate story, separate lady.
And from a Wichita Falls Walmart, because police say she ate half a cake, then refused to pay full price for it.
Okay.
Listen, there's only half a cake right here.
I'm not going to pay full price.
Discount that 50%.
The Wichita Falls Police Department says the woman picked up the cake at the store's bakery and ate it while roaming the aisles.
Now, listen, I'm not mad at her for that. I think we've all kind of done that.
Oh, I think we haven't done it. You've done that?
Yeah.
You've eaten half a cake while you're walking around grocery shopping?
Not half a cake, but you'll get something off the shelf. You'll eat it while you're grocery shopping, then you'll pay for that.
I've grazed a couple of grapes.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Then when she got up to the checkout counter, she claimed that she found the cake that way and wouldn't pay full price.
Oh, no. Right. It was on the shelf, half eaten.
Definitely half eaten.
You guys are selling half eaten cakes. Did you know that?
I'm not paying full price. No, no.
Officers ordered the woman to pay for the cake, but they did not issue her a citation.
Okay.
I have a mental picture of her walking around just like sticking her fist in there, just shoving it in her pie hole.
Yeah, she's definitely not using utensils.
No, I don't think she's using a fork.
No. So, yeah, small little goals.
What's a chocolate? Because I would do it. I would do it.
Wow. All right. If you can manage to make it through the day without eating half a cake and then refusing to pay for it.
That sounds amazing.
You're doing okay.
I'd be drinking Arbor Mist too.
I know you would. That is Setting the Bar. Guys, have a go on wheel.